Since humans could run, we've been trying to run faster than the other humans. When we domesticated horses, we gave them funny names and raced them. When we invented the car, we invented the NASCAR. And even when the horses became virtual, we found a way to race them too. My name is O, and today we are breaking Barbie Riding Club.
Break your game.
A podcast for speedrunners who dare to ask, why not?
Every speedrunning community has to start somewhere, and these days that start usually involves requesting a game to be added on speedrun.com. It's a process that I've done myself, actually. You provide a bunch of information about the game and submit the first run, and then the mods will decide if it should be added to the site. Once it's actually up, you become a moderator and then can add links to Discords, resources, different categories, and even a custom color scheme for the page. Back in December of 2020, I sent over a request for a game called Princess Maker 2 Refine and submitted my 35-minute run, and since then, the other runners have found a way to cut that time down to less than 10 minutes. The game is almost entirely menuing. I honestly put it up there as kind of a goof, but people ended up actually running it, which was really exciting. This episode, I spoke with Seventh Circle of L, who holds the top time and only time for the 1998 PC game Barbie Riding Club. When she reached out to me, I was so excited because I owned this game on my clunky family PC back in the day. As a former girl, my sister and I actually had a lot of Barbie stuff, and there are a surprising number of Barbie-themed video games out there. Also, shoutouts to Girls Go Games for probably being my most visited website from ages 10 to 16. Elle works in IT and has made a hobby of trying to crack this relic of the late 90s, and she cannot wait for people to try and beat her time.
I grew up in a family with like three boys, and then it was just me. So they all like were getting new upgraded games, but I was just sort of left with, you know, what they originally gave me to shut me up. So I just continued playing it and playing it and playing it, but it actually turned out to be such a good source of learning. There are still so many things that I pick up just from having to, you know, build the VM and get the game running and stuff like that. It's really not things that I've really had the opportunity to be exposed to before. So it's exciting. I remember all kinds of things when I was a little kid trying to figure out, like, well, how can I make this part go faster? Like, well, how do I just skip past having to hear Barbie's voice for this part? Like, it's so funny. That's like, it's really, it's my formative, like, computer years. And now that, you know, I'm working in the IT field and it's such a big part of my life and it makes me feel so fulfilled and excited. It's really fun to reflect now, like looking back, well, having to troubleshoot my own, you know, error messages that I'd get on my Barbie game because nobody wanted to help figure it out. But it's been in the works for a long time. And my older brother was really the first person to say, like, you could definitely record that. You could run that. I have a VM that runs Windows 98. Mm-hmm. But it's very sensitive about, you know, I did a speed run for my brother's friends on New Year's and I could not get the screen to go any bigger. My brother's like, well, what if you just try to up the resolution a little bit? Broke the whole VM.
Oh, no.
Had to reinstall 98. I had to reinstall Barbie Riding Club. Everything just completely from scratch because it's so finicky, but I've seen definitely some things of other people who play this game and say that they've found ways to make their Windows 98 VM a little bit more responsive to mouse clicks. Mm. That's an ongoing issue that I think a lot of people in the community are aware of, that when you're trying to click in a Win98 VM, it doesn't quite pick it up the same way as a standard Windows build. So there's a lot of little hiccups to figure out, but we're, you know, well on our way to hacking this thing. That's kind of the ultimate goal. I wanted to start out with just a glitch list run through from the beginning, and the goal is to eventually hack it. Even if, you know, I'm the only person whoever runs a record and puts it up on the page, I just want people to feel like they have a place and like they have space to get into the community, even in kind of unconventional ways. Honestly, that's the mind frame of a hacker. just figuring out, okay, so these are the rules. How do I make it work for me?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love that.
That's also kind of one of the reasons I liked the idea of running with this game, because it is older. So hopefully some of the technical controls behind, you know, causing, I don't know how to say it, causing beneficial malfunctions. I think that'll be a little bit easier. I've already managed to get into at least sort of a backdoor, because I found a hex editor plugin for Visual Studio Code.
Oh.
So yeah, I went and, stupid me, I was trying to figure out, how am I going to get the Barbie game from my VM onto my local computer? Because Windows 98 doesn't allow for local shares between VMs and the local machine. It's an ISO. I downloaded it from the internet. I just walked my sweet little ass back up to the download link, grabbed the file, and ran it through my hex editor, and before I know it, I am up in Barbie's guts, and I didn't even mean to be, you know?
That is, I'm a put that one, that's a quote that's going on the box. I like that.
I'm sorry for phrasing so it that good. Way, but it's the only way I can think of.
When you reached out to me, I did not expect for you to have such a technical knowledge of this game. I know a lot of people are just like, I like this game anyway, I'm going to play it fast and put it on speedrun, but you know your way around this thing. That's really cool.
I've been tearing apart since I was maybe 6, and I'm 32 now. So definitely on and off. Definitely, like, you know, when the feeling comes in, it comes in strong, but there's still a lot that can be done, and I'm looking forward to getting more of the community involved and finding out, you know, what other people have to offer. But I am also planning on putting up some good resources on the speedrun page. So I'm hoping to put the guide that I used to build my Windows 98 VM. It was very complete, contained all of the instructions. I'm going to also include the installation instructions for Barbie Writing Club itself, because there's kind of a funky thing you have to do with, like, adding a printer, because it still has that old, you have to register your game when you get it.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it was crazy. There's, like, a little, you know, little box that you're used to filling in, and they're like, okay, do you want to send it, or do you want to print this out and mail it to us? I want to print you something. No, I definitely don't want to do that.
That is so, I love early computers. Just such a fun texture to them.
I know.
They've got souls. So this is a little bit of a sidetrack, but we had this conversation and I wanted to keep it in. We got to talking about our experiences with Barbie and some of the very interesting things that we ourselves or we witnessed people doing with their Barbie dolls.
I put a Barbie in the microwave once.
Oh.
Everything melts but the hair.
You know what? That kind of makes sense. You're definitely not the only person that I know who has done some scientific experimentation with Barbie dolls. I knew lots of people who would decapitate them or freeze them. That was a common one.
Freezing. That's an interesting one. Yeah, if you could have gotten like a little plastic tub, yep, filled it full of water, smack a Barbie in there. No head, of course.
Yep, that was, I think my cousin was the one that did that. She'd freeze it in the block of ice and then smash it down on the driveway.
I love that. That's the kind of creativity we should be fostering in girls, honestly.
Absolutely. Women in STEM, as in freeze Barbie and smash her.
Exactly, as in hack into the back end of Barbie games from the 90s.
It's so, there's so much science to be had from all
exactly.
fields.
Exactly. There's more than enough to go around. I just think it's funny, like, you know, now that I, like, work in computers and stuff, I've been interested in this kind of thing, like, over the course of my whole life, right? I did object-oriented programming in, you know, middle school, and then we moved on to, like, I got into the UIL programming, like where you go to like other schools and compete and stuff. And I was the only girl on the UIL programming team for Java. And I remember my father one day, I was sitting there and I'm typing and trying to make my little thing work and get all ready to go for the competition. He's just like, he of course has no idea of what I'm doing, like with UIL. He has no idea that I'm like on a competitive level. I'm you know, fairly proficient with computers, at least for, you know, the age that I was. He just goes, "Wow, you should be a typist."
Oh my God. Thanks.
I'm actively coding, but
high
thanks.
Hopes. I don't even know.
Yeah, right.
You know, like those are some overwhelming expectations. That's actually something that I was really interested in talking with you about, is the idea of, you know, like games for girls and how they kind of are taken a little bit less seriously, I would think. Because this game is very, very girl-centered. But I think that it's still reasonable to speedrun it, even if it isn't about, you know, swords and killing.
That's what's so funny. Like, I mean, obviously, I've been interested in games kind of my whole life, but just my exposure to them, I feel, has been limited greatly just, you know, by the fact that I'm female identifying. And there are definitely people in the community who, you know, you would never have expected them to play Barbie games growing up, but you know, it's Windows 98. Barbie Riding Club was the second highest grossing game in November 1998.
Wow.
I know. No one ever believes that, but it is the second highest grossing, right under Duck Hunt 2, I think. And there just weren't a whole lot of options out there. So I know there's a community. I know there are more people out there playing. And if you're playing, I strongly urge you, go record your runs, put your time in. I would really love to get the community more involved, because that's how we're going to learn more things about this.
Absolutely. Collaboration is the basis of speedrunning.
Really the best thing about the speedrunning community. I had no idea that it was, you know, so open and inclusive. And I mean, the support just for games for the love of games, you know, games for game's sake. And I think that's important to kind of keeping the spirit alive, which is one of the reasons why I think introducing games that people may not ordinarily think of as, you know, speedrunning, like the ones that you're hoping to cover on this podcast. I think that's why it's so important that we bring those to the forefront too. You know, what if one day there's some, you know, 13-year-old girl who's just an amazing BAMF at Barbie Riding Club, and now she sees, like, I can put my time up here. I can record my run and get myself some credit for, you know, all of the hours that I've put into this. So I think that's really cool.
What I really loved about talking with Elle is that we both have a love for games that other people seem to leave behind. There's something so satisfying about absolutely demolishing a game made for little kids with minimal motor skills, especially when they're full of exploits and glitches that are just waiting to be chipped away at. So if you're well-versed in virtual machines or you want to learn, maybe give Barbie Riding Club a try. It's sure to be a wild ride. Anyways, thank you so much to Seventh Circle of L for literally giving me everything for this episode and providing for such an entertaining interview. I realized I hadn't mentioned this yet, but the voice you hear in my little intro is my buddy Tim, who streams on Twitch as tim.k. That's with all the dots spelled out. Once again, if you've got an idea for a game or you want to talk about your runs on the show, visit the Discord server. See you later, gamers.